As the U.S. economy picks up, the demand for labor eventually will rise again, too. Commentator Ruben Navarrete says that issue was on the agenda during President Bush's trip to Mexico last week.
It seems that Americans and Mexicans speak the same language after all. Cold, hard cash. The two amigos, U.S. President George Bush and Mexican President Vicente Fox, have announced a new partnership for prosperity. The initiative was unveiled at the UN Conference on Economic Development in Monterrey, Mexico. It's supposed to create economic opportunity in Mexican towns and villages affected by the migrant drain to the United States. It's also intended to keep the U.S. economy humming with smart border technology. That includes electronic cards that speed goods and commuters through the U.S.-Mexico border, but keep out smugglers and terrorists. The plan could help folks on both sides of the border make a buck. It could also help each country cope with its contradictions. Mexicans like to believe that their country is doing the United States a favor, at great sacrifice. The best people are fleeing Mexico, they say. The dreamers and risk takers are packing meat in Omaha or building homes in Las Vegas. And what is poor Mexico left with? Nothing. First, it's true that immigrants are often a country's best people, but most Mexicans really don't see it that way. Their immigrants aren't runaways, but throwaways, people who had no opportunity at home. As for poor Mexico, let's not forget the $9 billion immigrants send home annually. That money is funneled through the hometowns and villages supposedly devastated by migration. In fact, it's Mexico's third largest source of revenue after oil and tourism. And what of the U.S. contradictions? After September 11th, Americans want to increase border security, but not forego trade and other economic opportunities. Enter smart border. Trade goods come in, bad guys stay out. And what about immigrants? Whoa there, when it comes to Mexico, we want goods, not people. On second thought, we want people too. Americans are addicted to cheap immigrant labor, so we want our border locked up tight as a drum, just so long as our nannies and busboys can sneak through. To further confuse things, the Bush administration's Homeland Security Council recently made a proposal. It wants to blend the enforcement functions of the Immigration and Naturalization Service into the U.S. Customs Service, which keeps out drugs and other undesirable commodities. So, after trying to convince us that when it comes to border security, goods and people are different, the administration now suggests that they are similar and interchangeable. And they call this border policy smart?
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News, and a nationally syndicated columnist.